Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Lots of you texting to 51551 about the TV licence and what should happen to it. One person says, I paid my TV licence fee last week for two reasons. One, it supports everyone who works in RTE, and non-payment would only compound issues in the organisation and diminish it as a public service. And two, because civil disobedience is fine, but when a summons arrives for non-payment, I can't see any judge dismissing a case based on the current political situation. Another person says it has to be a household charge without any exceptions, handled by revenue to guarantee full compliance, and that we should set the charge at €100. Well, what do you think of that? Of course, we're discussing that because new figures today from the Media Minister Catherine Martin show a 31% drop in those paying the licence fee. This data compares the second month in July this year to last, with 8,992 being paid compared to close to 13,000. Well, Anthony Muldoon is the Director of Strategic Policy at the Screen Producers Ireland, and he joins us now. Anthony, you're welcome to the programme. What do your members make of this news?
Hey, Sarah, how are you doing? Look, it's not usually unexpected, given the, I suppose, the crisis that's been going on within RTE over the last 3.5 weeks. I think the challenge is the fact that it means that RTE is down 1 million a week if this continues. If it increases, RTE is down more money. And from the independent production point of view, that raises concerns around RTE's ability to fund programming. One of the things, Sarah, it's important to recognise is that RTE has a legal obligation to spend approximately 40 million a year on Irish independent productions, and that's about nearly 900 hours of television a year. And producers are employers, they pay for crew. And I think it needs to be recognised that any impact on RTE's finances doesn't just impact on RTE management, it doesn't just impact on the staff of RTE, it also impacts on the independent production companies and crew who work in the sector.
So this is something then, presumably, you'd be very concerned about. I mean, if this is a trend that we see that might continue.
Oh, usually concerned about it, absolutely. I mean, that's only 2 weeks' worth of data in the immediate aftermath of a pretty consistent negative narrative about RTE. We don't know what's going to happen come August or September when people start to get utility bills, when they start to go back to school costs. What decision are they going to make about how they're going to spend their money? But I will say one thing. I think it's very important to recognise that both the new DG of RTE, Kevin Backhurst, the chair, Shewan, and the Minister for Media have actually all met with Screen Producers Ireland, and I believe have actually reacted very quickly and proactively to the situation that was unfolding. The key piece now coming up to Budget 24 is what are we going to do to A, give interim funding to RTE to ensure it can continue to fund productions such as, you know, documentaries, lifestyle programming. But also, what's it going to do longer term? We can no longer sit in the fence about TV licensee reform. We need action and we need it now.
Yeah, another text here says if RTE are seen to clean up their act, licence fee payments will recover. And perhaps that's the case. But this was a problem well before the crisis that currently hit, you know, in terms of people not paying. And it was a trend going in the wrong direction anyway. So what do you think, Anthony, should be done? I mean, there's loads of potential options out there, isn't there? I know Richard Bruton this morning talking about central government funding, other people suggesting a household charge. Do you have any thoughts on the best way forward?
Look, there are definitely some really, I think, positive options. And I think one of the points that this crisis and the political reaction to the crisis has shown is that you can't really argue that the current licence fee setup allows for a hands-off approach from government. I think we have to take ownership of the fact that as a nation, we need to properly fund our public service media. And as it is, TG Cathair is funded directly by Exchequer funding. And it's a very successful broadcaster. And I think there's two options, really. One is the fact that a government-appointed commission, the Future of Media Commission, last year recommended direct Exchequer funding as a way of supporting national public service media, which is crucial, Sarah, when you consider the proliferation of streamers and international productions that get Irish eyes on a nightly basis. Like, we need to ensure there's Irish content for Irish audiences. And then there are options out there, for instance, in Denmark, where there's a direct exchequer funding, there's a four-year contract. The public service media have to adhere to certain obligations in order to receive the funding. But what it means is that Danish creators and Danish producers produce content for Danish audiences.
Yeah.
And that ensures that you have stories that reflect the experience of the Danish people on their screens night in, night out.
Yeah, homegrown content. And I think most people will say that when it's done in Ireland and when it's done well, people really buy into it and they really enjoy it, you know, when there's really good Irish content on the shows. Just one more text before we wrap. I bought not one but two TV licenses last week, fair play to you. One for my home and one for my holiday home. And this person's wondering, will I have any recourse if the license is scrapped? I won't be impressed if I have to pay another charge, at least not before next July. And I suppose that would all be part of the administration hassle if they do something like that. What about the people who've just recently renewed, etc.? Anthony, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Keep your text coming to 51551. That's Anthony Muldoon, Director of Strategic Policy at Screen Producers Ireland.